On Capitol Hill, congressional leaders are gearing up for a hearing tomorrow on Homeland Security legislation. Critics of the president's plan to create a new Department of Homeland Security are worried about how the agency would work with the CIA and FBI in analyzing intelligence data.
Some 170,000 current government employees could find themselves working under the proposed department, with new bosses, different responsibilities, a change in overtime rules, and possibly longer hours. Many workers stand to see their jobs and lives drastically change in the coming year. Many current members of labor unions ask if there even will be union representation in the new department. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
On the TV news, the war on terrorism is fought by President Bush and Attorney General John Ashcroft. But away from the lights and lenses, it's Border Patrol, immigration, airport security, and other agents who stop unauthorized weapons and people from coming into the country. Customs Inspector Bill Ball rummages through shipping containers in Kansas City.
We pull it apart. We actually physically examine. We'll take everything off the container. We'll inspect the container itself to make sure it hasn't been tampered with. It doesn't have any compartments in it that are not natural.
Ball says his work is more urgent now than ever before.
We found containers with false front walls in them containing 1,000 pounds of marijuana. A false front wall doesn't have to be that big either. 1 foot from the base to the ceiling will give you about 1,500 pounds of marijuana. You can hide a large amount of merchandise or explosives.
Ball and four other customs agents used to cover the massive amounts of international and cross-country merchandise shipping that goes through Kansas City. But since September 11th, one of his colleagues has been called to active duty from the Air Force Reserves, and another has been redeployed to help secure the border with Canada. Now three inspectors do the work of five. Understaffing is one reason why workers who could become employees of the Department of Homeland Security are concerned with whether they'll be in labor unions. Lee DeLoach is president of the local union chapter covering customs agents at the San Diego border crossing. He says understaffing is the norm, and government managers will push workers as far as the law will let them. For example, Congress passed legislation allowing customs inspectors to earn up to $30,000 a year in overtime. But, DeLoach says, customs managers took that guideline and made it a requirement for the job.
And if an inspector appears at work for his normal tour of duty, and say there's a shortage of staffing on that particular day, you're actually required to work an additional 8 hours. And we work with no lunch breaks. And without a union there to represent certain rights that are guaranteed to you to the Civil Service Reform Act, you can imagine what management would do.
So while the Bush administration is laying out plans for the new Department of Homeland Security, the workers of disparate pieces of government that would be united are worrying about their union contracts, DeLoach says.
Each agency actually has a different collective bargain agreement. We have different pay scales, different tours, different incentives, different premium pays and holiday pays. So there is a concern because we want to know how we will be affected.
For its part, the Bush administration says it's working with the unions. Top labor leaders attended a White House briefing on the new department. Officials conceded the president could exempt the new department from any labor protections if he deems it in the interest of national security. But the White House says the plans are not near that kind of detail yet. Still, labor leaders worry about what they call ominous signals from the Bush administration. Colleen Kelly is president of the National Treasury Employees Union, which includes customs agents. She's bothered by the rules of the new Transportation Security Administration.
To date, they have provided the transportation employees, the new baggage screeners, with less whistleblower protection than other federal employees, and they have not yet determine whether they will be provided with the rights and protections that other federal employees have.
The other worry labor leaders have stems from the text of President Bush's proposal. Buried on the penultimate page, a sentence reads in part, "The president will request for the department significant flexibility in hiring processes, compensation systems and practices, and performance management." Some union leaders say that's code for stripping labor unions of their power. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.